Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Homestead Education Podcast, Sustainably Schooled, where we explore everything from sustainable living to educational freedom. I'm your host, Chris Mazey of ChrisandLarry.com. And today we are diving into a topic that is so very close to my heart, getting started in homeschooling. Whether you're a parent looking for more control over your child's education, or you're just curious about alternative schooling options, this episode is for you. All right. So thank you so much for joining us today on this Sustainably Schooled podcast. I'm Chris, along with my husband, Larry. We run ChrisandLarry.com, a homestead, livestock, and Christian themed online farm stand on both a website and Etsy. We have an active YouTube channel, Facebook, and Instagram, and we homeschool our 8 children. We have 4 still at home this school year, all in high school, and we're starting our 22nd year of homeschooling. We have 3 who have successfully graduated, 2 have gone on to careers, 1, her career is being a mom. We have 1 grandchild so far. So let's get started. So, introduction to homeschooling. So let's start there. Homeschooling is more than just an educational choice. It's a lifestyle. It's about creating a learning environment that fits your child and your family's unique needs, interests, and learning style. We as a family believe that every family should be able to choose the best schooling for their children. That could mean public school, private school, charter schools. It could be a micro school, online or in-person schooling, homeschooling, schooling from home, or even unschooling. While watching that pandemic explode, I really saw a need to help others understand all the different options. Kids who were in public school were not ready for the aspect of schooling from home. Parents were not ready, teachers were not ready, and even school districts were not ready. Larry is a technology director for a school district, and I can say in all honesty, we didn't see him very often for about 6 months during the beginning stages of the COVID pandemic. He was helping teachers and families with change. He was getting technology ready for kids. There was a big change from going from in-person public schooling to at-home public schooling. Nothing seriously changed in our family, however. We homeschooled. We have always homeschooled. We homeschooled because we wanted to give our children a education that was family-based, that was Christian-based, and everybody has their reasons for homeschooling. So today, we're going to cover some basics on getting started, including legal requirements, choosing a curriculum, tips for setting up your homeschool space, and a lot of other different things. So let's get started. Legal requirements. First step in beginning your homeschooling journey is to understand the legal requirements in your county, your state, and even your country. It's illegal in some places. There's requirements in others, so we want to get you on the right track. So each place has different regulations. So it is so very crucial for you to do your research. You can usually find information at your local Department of Education's website or through your homeschooling organizations. For example, in some states, you need to submit a notice of intent to homeschool or a affidavit of intent to homeschool. In others, they may require assessments or standardized testing. Some require so many hours and you have to log those in. Every state and county is different. So make sure you check what your local area is. It's always best to keep thorough records of your child's education progress, even if it's not a requirement. We do keep a written calendar of everything that we do. Although Arizona, where we're at, they don't require anything like that, but we keep it just in case. In Arizona, there's an ESA program, an Empowerment Scholarship Account. It's an account administered by the Arizona Department of Education. It's funded by state tax dollars to provide educational options for qualified Arizona students. and to help parents with school choice for their students. ESA students are no longer considered homeschooled, but rather schooled from home. And there's a big difference between the two. So it's important to know that difference. ESA students in Arizona do not need to file that affidavit of intent, even though that is something that is required for homeschoolers in our state. So a great place to check out all those different laws and regulations for each state is the HSLDA.org website. That's HSLDA.org. It's the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And our family subscribes to them monthly so that we have an attorney available. We've got information at our fingertips. Now, the laws and that are free. So definitely check out their website so that you can kind of get a feel what your state law is. And then you can contact your county education office and see if that's something that you're interested in. All right. Choosing a curriculum. So once you've sorted out all those legalities, the next step is choosing a curriculum. This can be one of the most exciting and yet scary, overwhelming part of homeschooling. There are countless options out there, from traditional textbooks to online programs to hands-on learning kits and everything in between. Start with your child's learning style. If they're a visual, an auditory, a hands-on learner, if they work better on computers and don't tend to sneak around the internet, or if workbooks and that are better, or reading books, you know your own child. You know your own child best above everybody else. So there's curricula tailored for each learning style. Additionally, consider your education philosophy. Are you leaning towards a classical education? Are you leaning towards Montessori or unschooling? Or even a mix of all the different aspects and methods. There are so many to choose from. Other options out there that you might want to consider is secular, non-religious versus a Christian base or other religious-based education. For our family, we chose a mix of traditional and child-led unschooling with a Christian base to our curriculum. Now, when I talk about unschooling, there's many variants. My children do have to do their math, English, science, and history. And then they're child-led to the portion of their elective. So I have kids who are interested in cooking. I have children who are music-oriented or art, film editing. We fill our afternoons with these kind of lessons and complete our basic classes in the morning. Now, some Christian book curriculums that we've chosen over the years include Not Grass, Alpha Omega, the AOP Life Pack, Homestead Science, which is actually not a Christian base, but it's definitely fulfills what we need as homeschoolers and homesteaders. There's The Good and the Beautiful, and my high schoolers tend to like the Gather Round curriculum. So we jump around. You do not have to stick with the same one year after year or semester after semester. You can pick and choose. Now let's talk about setting up your homeschool space. Now remember, today we're just talking about the bare minimums, but we'll have other podcasts that set a little more, more direct and more direction for you. So let's talk about this. Creating your learning environment. Now, at home can be chaos at times, especially with lots of children. So you need to figure out what works for your family. You do not need a dedicated classroom. I made that mistake very on. I went and bought little school desks and made a classroom in my home, and my children hated it. The point of homeschooling was not to be the same, not to recreate a public school atmosphere, but rather to embrace each of our children's gifts. So we opted to use a different type of space. We were organized and used, in conductive space to make a big difference in our schooling. So we had all of our pens and pencils organized. We had where our books went, bookshelves and that. But we did not have a classroom set up after I realized my children hated being homeschooled at that point. So think about what materials you need. Bookshelves, a desk, or your kitchen table, art supplies, curriculum, and so on. It's important to have a clutter-free and organized school space where your child can focus, but you don't need to set it up where it's a classroom. Remember, learning can happen everywhere or anywhere, in the kitchen, during a baking lesson, outside during a nature study, or even on the couch during a reading session. Other options for schooling can include a beanbag, chair, trampoline outside. Some of my favorite homeschool days were on a blanket under the trees at a local park. So socialization and extracurricular activities, that is big. We get that a lot from people asking, how do we socialize our children? How, you know, what are some of those common concerns for socialization? How will my child make friends? How will they participate in extracurricular activities? The good news is that there are plenty of opportunities for homeschoolers to socialize and get involved with group activities. Many communities have homeschool co-ops where children can join classes, or go on field trips, and participate in sports. Local libraries, museums, and community centers also offer programs specifically for homeschoolers. So check with your children's library, and that's the first stop. Go there, talk to them. A lot of times they have game days or chess clubs or other things that kids can get involved in. They'll also have preschool reading time for those little ones in your family. Get them involved too. Homeschooling does not start at kindergarten. It can start anytime. But the key is to stay connected and seek out opportunities for your kids, especially for your homeschoolers that need that extra bit. We personally are involved in a homeschool park day every week. We do monthly field trips. We are involved in youth groups with our church, 4-H and junior livestock. Some of my kids have played soccer, been involved in gymnastics, Irish step dance, Boy Scouts. There are so many options out there. So tips for successful homeschooling experience. To wrap up, here are some tips for your successful experience in your home. Be flexible and patient. Every child learns at their own pace, and don't forget that. Remember, whatever grade level they are at is not necessarily the grade level that they should be. So your eighth grader can still do sixth grade math if they just didn't get it. And they're not failing. That's just the level that they're at. Remember to always take breaks and make learning fun. Join support groups. Have a network of other homeschooling families. That can be invaluable. Find families with like ideas. If you are a Christian family, you might want to find a homeschool group with other Christian families. If you are focusing more on a secular, or let's say you're LDS or you're a different religion, find a group of people from your church so that your children are associating with those who are like your own personal beliefs. For your groups, there's a lot of options out there. So keep learning yourself. As a parent, I have been learning my entire lifetime, all 47 years of it. I attend workshops. I read books. I stay informed about educational trends. I am constantly researching things online. Not to mention we run a farm, so my kids are getting hands-on science. But I have to know how to do things too. Remember, your child does not have to school 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day. They can get a lot of what they need in a morning session and then other activities. So thank you for joining us on this journey in the world of homeschooling today. Like I said, this was just a quick introduction. Remember the goals to create a nurturing, stimulating environment where your child can thrive. If you have any questions or want to share your experiences, reach out to us on social media. We're under Chris and Larry Homestead or chrisandlarry.com. Until next time, happy homeschooling. You've got a lot of choices to make if you haven't started and have always wanted to. This has been a Homestead Education Podcast, Sustainably Schooled. We'll see you next week.